We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shannon, where do you start on your butter lamb?
Well, it's so pretty. I guess we'll try to make it as pretty as long as we can. So maybe start on the sides or the back.
And did you get a butter lamb?
No, I didn't.
I wanted to get
one of those cakes, though. I wanted to get the butter lamb cake,
but I guess it's sold out. Oh, well, there's still time. He's got another week.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, the butter lamb cake. So if you were going to cut the butter lamb cake, would you start on the back then, too?
Same thing, yeah.
Okay. Starting on the back. Kristen's on the phone. Kristen, butter lamb, where do you start?
You have to start with the back because after a while, if you leave the head there, you have to start with the head because if you leave the head there, it'll, like, melt off.
Right, it kind of chips over.
Off.
Yeah, so do you get those little peppercorns out right at the beginning?
I leave them in there, and then whoever gets that part could just take it out.
Let them deal with it, right?
But I make my own.
You make your own butter lamb?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how do you do it?
So my grandma bought at the time, which was an antique, so I can't even imagine how old this is. It was a butter lamb, or it was a lamb candy mold. So it's actually kind of big, so I actually have to use, like, sticks of butter.
Wow.
How do you stuff it in there? Do you melt it down, or you just kind of get it squishy?
No, you just have to get it. You have to leave the butter out and soften it.
Yeah.
And then you have to line the inside of the mold with, like, saran wrap, and then you just kind of put it in there and stuff it in, and then tape it nicely, and then put it in the fridge. And then I put my peppercorns in, and put the flag in and the ribbon around the neck.
What other crazy stuff did you get from your grandma? It sounds like she's a heck of a collector.
Yeah, she got this, like, when she first got married, so it was in, like, 51. And when she bought it, it was an antique. So it must be, like, turn of the century.
Wow. That's amazing. The saran wrap trick is a good trick. I like that. Thank you for calling. Michelle, where do you start with the butter lamb?
So, actually, my family was, I don't know if we're the only ones who've ever done this, but we would have the butter lamb out, and then we would have a different stick of butter out to start with because everybody was afraid to start on the butter lamb.
See, this is the thing, and I feel like it's good that we're talking about this today because the butter lamb use is a difficult one. People have a hard time with it.
Sure, because it's beautiful.
Now, who's the first one to cut into the butter lamb?
It usually winds up being my grandfather. He tends to be the first one on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we just kind of wait for him. But anybody who ate before him was always just, they were afraid of making it look weird or afraid of starting in the wrong spot and getting yelled at because we would yell at each other for it, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you put out a sacrificial slab of butter so you can dive into that. When Grandpa does get to the lamb, does he go for the back, the head, the sides? What does he slaughter first?
He goes on the side, and he kind of works, like, from one side of the lamb across to the other. So at one point, we'll wind up with just half of a lamb sitting on the table.
So it's like you're shearing a lamb.
That's kind of.
Okay, that's totally. I don't mind that. I kind of like that. Caitlin is on Kiss 98.5. Caitlin, it is Easter season, and we're wondering, where do you start on a butter lamb?
On the butter lamb, I have to go with the butt first.
Okay,
butt first. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone has a little bit extra junk, right?
Yeah.
So
even the butter lamb.
But I agree with Michelle with a regular stick of butter. For those who are scared with the butter lamb, you know, they just go revert back to the stick of butter.
Yep.
But there's some teenage boys in my family, so they do cut off the head as a joke. I don't know if they actually use it or not. We'll chop off the head as a joke.
Somebody who's in trouble in the family cut off the butter lamb's head and put it on their plate.
Oh, you can do it. Put your back into it. You'll be good.
Ursula, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, butter lamb, where do you start?
We would use a knife and, like, you're petting the lamb, go down from the head down to the butt and pet it.
Oh, that's a good idea, and kind of get, like, little bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, kind of like shaving it.
Mm-hmm. Who is the one person in the family that just takes like a big chunk?
Oh, that would be my dad. My dad would love to do that.
Yeah, yeah, dads like to do that stuff.
Why do dads like to do that stuff? I'm glad you called, Ursula. Amanda, you're on Kiss
98.5. Hi. You know what? We actually don't have a problem starting anywhere on the butter lamb. 1 year, my dad had it set out on the counter to get ready to put on the table. And my sister has a chocolate lab. And if you know anything about labs, they will eat any food in sight. Well, he went to go get the chocolate, or the butter lamb, and it wasn't there anymore. The stick and all was gone. Well, we see the chocolate lab licking her chops, so she ate the entire butter lamb. So now we have to be careful because we have to make sure it's there because she will eat it. So now it's safely on the table. We'll dig in. We have no problem with it, but we have to make sure that she doesn't eat it because she ate it 1 year.
Like the flag and all? The flag,
yeah.
Ribbons, peppercorn? Really?
Yeah.
Why are labs such labs?
I don't know. She will eat anything that's cat food, dog food, any sort of human food. You have to put it away. Uh-huh. Keep her out of the kitchen. She eats everything.
What happens later in the day with that said lab after it's eaten an entire...
I don't know. She's not my dog, so I had no idea.
Oh, okay. All right.
What goes in must come out.
I'm just saying, that's going to be a
slippery slope.
Slippery affair.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm glad you called. Stacy, you're on Kiss 98.5.
I go to great lengths with my butter lamb every year.
Tell me.
I make it and I build it with sticks of butter. And for the hair, I use a garlic press.
Wow.
I use a peppercorn. Yeah, I go all out. It takes me hours. And you know what? Nobody ever eats it.
Yeah, because what do you think it is? Because it looks so nice?
Yes, although 1 year did look like Donald Trump, but...
Oh, that was a political piece of the show.
I think, I'm not sure. We might have to edit that out.
We might have to.
Are you getting a butter lamb and then augmenting it and dressing it up?
Oh,
or are you making
question.
Your own butter lamb from scratch?
I'm doing it all from scratch. I don't use a mold. I build it and construct it.
How long have you been working with butter as your medium?
Actually, it's been about 5 years now since I've been making the butter lamb.
What a great idea to use the garlic press. Like, I can imagine how the butter comes out, like, curly and everything, almost like the lamb.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was, you know, my brilliant idea.
Oh, that is so cool.
Well,
you have to send us a picture of it. Did you do yours yet for this year?
Nope, but it's in the fridge ready to roll for me to create.
And so, and when you put that out on the table, nobody touches it.
No one.
So, yeah.
Do you put this on any kind of social profile, like I do this and this, also I craft my own
butter lamb? Butter lamb artist?
Yeah.
No, but that's a good idea.
I think you should. I want to see it.
Oh, no, I'm warning you not to put it anywhere.
Why? I would love to see that. That's cool. Yeah, so thank you for calling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.